If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a story of how the West was won. Welcome in the beginning of another hour and another fresh edition of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere, belly to belly, as we are ready to roll coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and irresistibly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the cosmos, hanging out on a little blue marble spinning around the Milky Way, the Fox Sports Radio studios, somewhere in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour coming from Pro Bouncy Ball, and if you're tired of hearing about the Western Conference Finals, good news! It was game number 5, the Warriors up 3-1. Over the Mavericks, and back to San Francisco we go. Golden State looking to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals. And were you watching? Were you observing? Probably not. We watched, and turn out the lights. The party's over on the Dallas Mavericks. Klay Thompson, 32 points, and the Warriors boat raced the Mavs 120 to 110. They win the Western Conference title in 5 games, 4-1. The gentlemen sweep complete. They led by as many Golden State as 25 points. They never trailed, treating Dallas like Play-Doh in their hands. Nothing really to break down as far as the game is concerned, even though Dallas at one point in the second half got within 8. You never really thought that was legit, that they were actually going to come back and win the game. And an absolutely terrible start to this game by Luka. I think it was 2 of 10 to start the game, and that set the tone. And so it's on to vacation for the Mavericks. So something that caught my attention, and normally we just go right to the losing locker room, and we will go to the losing locker room, but there was a comment made in the post-game celebration. Now, it was not full Patrick Beverley play-in title celebration, but the Golden State Warriors were enjoying the moment. They were enjoying the moment. And Draymond Green got on the public address system at the Taj Mahal Arena there in San Francisco, and he waxed poetic, and he said, quote, "Nobody thought the Warriors would get back to the finals." And that right there is what we call the money quote. And when I saw that, my ears perked up a little bit when I heard it. And I was like, oh man, he did it. He did it! He did it! Draymond Green did it! All right, so let us discuss the question. Draymond Green saying that nobody believed in Golden State. Is that inbounds or out of bounds? And the answer here is pretty obvious. Not only is it out of bounds, it's not even close. Not even this close. All right, so I've got locomotives, Simpsons, and the double-edged sword. And we will combine all of these random things together. And that will be the foundation of this monologue. So A, we'll start with Draymond Green, who wins the award for the laziest cliche comment of the night in sports. Congratulations, Draymond Green. So not only did the Warriors win the West, but you pick up the lazy hack quote of the night. You gotta be joking. It's another one of these things. I'm like, okay, stay calm. Stay calm. Is Draymond living in a different dimension than the rest of us? Because in the dimension I'm in, this is bullshoy. And so this also backs up my long-standing theory about athletes being required to say something like this whenever they accomplish anything. It is in the DNA of every athlete. Every athlete. Nobody thought we could do it. Oh, my God. Anyway, here, just to prove I'm not lying about this, here is the clip we are referring to. Here's Draymond Green. And listen to him in his own words here right after the game on the court. PA system microphone there with Ernie Johnson waxing poetic.
This one is special because this is a group that no one thought would ever be back here.
Why?
Klay Thompson go through 2 catastrophic injuries. Steph Curry breaks his hand. We went 15 games 2 years ago. A group of young guys and experienced guys. And Bob got at me earlier this year when I said, I don't know if this has ever worked. And he got at me. But this group continued to come every day, put the work in. Our coaching staff has been amazing. And we're here. We're back.
Yeah. Wow, this is, you talk about a rags to riches situation. The Golden State Warriors. Man. So I have a new theory. I think he was blindfolded. Like maybe Draymond was blindfolded and he had earplugs in all year. Because the world I'm in, Golden State, this season was on the trendy train. Choo-choo! Yeah, they were one of the locomotives. They were not the caboose on the trendy train. They were one of the locomotives. Now, the gambling market, which I've always said is a pretty good indicator of where people are regarding these teams. And so you look at the gambling market. They're very, very, very rarely do the bookmakers screw up. And a team that was supposed to be good is terrible and vice versa. Every once in a while it happens. But if you look at the gambling market, the Warriors had, and I'm checking my notes here, they had the second best odds of any team in the Western Conference preseason. Preseason to get to the NBA Finals. You know what that means? They were what we call chalk. Chalky McChalk. They were one of the top teams in the NBA going into the season. Now, there's no question that they took a couple of gap years, that Golden State had a couple of throwaway seasons, and really what they've done is taken a page out of the San Antonio Spurs playbook from back in the day. And Steve Kerr, he's a buddy with his fellow woke coach there, Greg Popovich. And so for the sixth time in 8 years, the Warriors are back in the NBA Finals. The last six times they've made the playoffs, they made the playoffs the last year, but the last six times they've made the playoffs, they have been to the finals, and it's 18 consecutive playoff series wins versus Western Conference opponents. So, but that team, rags to riches, one of the great underdog stories of my life, the Golden State Warriors of this year. It's so good. It's so good. It reminds me of like the Patriots. There'd be a guy, the Patriots in the middle of a dynasty would say, nobody thought we would get back here to the Super Bowl. Oh, come on, just stop. And just for the record, listen, I like the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are one of the favorites to win the World Series. And if they do end up winning the World Series this year, I don't want to see Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts or Trey Turner get on the mic and say, nobody thought we could do this. Stop. Everyone thinks you can do it. Just like Golden State. Most of the room thought you had it in you to get back to the NBA Finals, Draymond. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Now, part B of this. Now, who is the most annoyed that the Warriors are back right near the top of the mountain in the NBA? That one is easy. The Slim Reaper. The Slim Reaper. Kevin Durant. Now, his departure was supposed to undermine the Warriors for the next generation. That was going to be it. Now, to be fair, for a couple of seasons, the Warriors did suck, and they were terrible. They blew. They were underwater. But now Golden State can go back to being obnoxious, and they can go with Kevin Durant, the Warrior players, they can do this, the fans, of course, of the Warriors. They can go full Simpsons, as in Nelson. Ha! Ha! Right at Durant, right? Now, we're guessing that Kevin Durant is having a chronic kind of a night right now, based on his recent interview with David Letterman. I think he's pretty much doing that every night. And he will not admit that he's bothered by this, that this is an annoyance that his former team, the team that he left to go to Brooklyn, is back. But that's got to sting like a killer bee at some level here. And because that's only going to add fuel, legitimate fuel, to the argument that Durant, even though he was winning all kinds of accolades in the playoffs for the Golden State Warriors, that he was a passenger, as it turned out, because the Warriors are still going. And you look at Durant, and these guys won before Durant, and now they've gotten back since he left, and KD's just kind of floating along there, treading water with a flawed team in Brooklyn. Now, that being said, I want to be the voice of reason here in one sense, because I've seen a lot of noise already. The Warriors are fully back. That they're back to being a juggernaut. Do the Warriors feel like a juggernaut again to you? To me, not by a country mile. They don't. Back in the NBA Finals, that's great. But Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, back in the opportunity to win a championship. I don't want to get carried away here. I picked Golden State to win this series, but they're not head and shoulders above the rest of the NBA. And to get that full juggernaut status, you've got to be a monster. This is not a monster team. I don't look at the Warriors and say they're a monster team. For me, they don't have that status. And we'll find out what happens here in the finals. And the Celtics, I'll tell you what, the Celtics match up very well with Golden State. And that Boston team, assuming they don't poop the bed against the Heat, which is very unlikely here, have to win one out of the next two to go to the NBA Finals. Boston and Golden State, that's a pretty good matchup, head-to-head, mano-a-mano. And we can circle back to that at another point. All right, last word. Now to the losing locker room. To the losing locker room we go. So it's all over now. The curtain has come down. The travel agents have been contacted for a nice vacation. Is this Maverick run the start of something special, or is it more of a fluke? So the arrow for me is pointing to fluke. That's where I am on this. And we don't know what Dallas is going to do to add to their team, but it was fun while it lasted. Because, you know, looking back here, the Mavericks beat a fragile, damaged Utah Jazz team, stealing the game plan the Clippers had used the previous year that Ty Lue came up with. The Mavericks, to their credit, they were able to pull it off, and they beat the Jazz using that strategy, taking advantage of the fatal flaw that Utah has with their perimeter defense. Then they play a rapidly aging Suns team with old man Chris Paul, who aged in front of us, and Phoenix took stupid pills before Game 7 at home. But the biggest issue with Dallas is not so much what Dallas does, but you look ahead to the West. Denver's going to reunite. Jamal Murray and those guys will be back together. The Clippers will have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George healthy, teaming up yet again. So it is going to be a much more difficult path for the Mavericks. It was a nice run. They made some shots for a while. Luka was the star and all that. But you look at some of these other guys here. The up and down nature, like a seesaw. There's a lot of Jags. A lot of Jags on that team. And you peek ahead, Luka Doncic, still the center of the universe. He'll be that way for the next 5-6 years. One-man wrecking crew. But it is a double-edged sword. Because somehow, abracadabra, you got to find somebody else who's a bona fide co-star. They don't have that. Now, Jalen Brunson was that guy for a little bit, but he ran out of gas, and he is a pending free agent. And he's going to get paid. Good for him. He should get paid. I wouldn't pay him. But who is the real Jalen Brunson? The cat. He played better than anyone thought he had it in him in these playoffs. So my advice, whoever signs him, handle with care. Handle with care. These playoff wonderkins rarely can sustain that level of play. Very rarely does that happened.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Big game and big talk. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere besides one another as we gather around the good stuff, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and gigantically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from another dimension, a dimension of only sound and mind, to the boundaries of imagination, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour coming from Pro Bouncy Ball. Are we going to do another Golden State Warrior monologue? No. We're not. Golden State's on to the NBA Finals. Congratulations to them. They'll take on likely the Boston Celtics starting next week. It is a mere formality. Unless two or three Celtic players get hurt, then things will change. But it already appears that the Miami Heat roster has turned to ash. So the Celtics are in very good shape in that series. But our lead this hour is a legend of the game who has had a lot to say. I was a star. Mega star years ago. For the dreaded Lakers, big game James Worthy. And he let it rip. Talking about the modern NBA, the state of things in the NBA, and he's not particularly happy. So if you didn't hear about this, maybe it skipped past your radar. James Worthy, in a radio appearance, sounding off on the lack of the basics of basketball, the rudimentary parts of basketball being taught, that part of the game has been lost because players are not spending time, enough time, in college. Now, I understand we have the audio, so rather than me pretend that I'm James Worthy, and I could pretend I'm James Worthy, but this is a little clip. This is Worthy popped up on the Stoney and Jansen show on Detroit Sports Radio, but here's how it sounds.
And I think because of the rush of guys not going to college. I mean, Kareem had 4 years with John Wooden. Michael Jordan and I had 3 years with Dean Smith. You know, Isaiah had some years with Bobby Knight. So you learn the fundamentals. Not only that, you learn how to live. You learn how to balance your freaking checkbook in college. You know, there's a lot of things. So when you don't get that, guys are coming to the NBA. They're not fundamentally sound, you know, so all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, and tweet and go on social media. That's it.
Oh, that last line. Holy cannoli. Whoa, that was a fireball. That was a fireball, that last line by Worthy. All they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, tweet, and go on social media. That's it. All right. Let us discuss the question. What letter grade do you give James Worthy's rant about the modern NBA player? So I am going to give Worthy a solid B-plus on the Maller Report card He gets a B plus. I've got Arcade, Mastermind, and Circle. And we will combine all of these random things together and hope not to disappoint. We hope not to disappoint. We're going to play some head games here. So, number one. This time of the year, we talk a lot of NBA basketball. We have not talked much basketball during the regular season. But when things go to the postseason, we crank it up. And there's reasons for that. There's many reasons for that. The regular season, the players don't care about the regular season. So why should we care much about the regular season? We have the rare and appropriate NBA monologue about the regular season, but most of it's about football. Most of what we do around these parts is football. But this time of the year is different, postseason. So each night we will watch a high-profile NBA game, right? Conference finals, whatever it might be, and then we'll break it down scientifically on the radio and the storylines around the game. But in case you have not been paying attention, we often end up repeating ourselves. It's a carbon copy night after night. Now, why is that? Why does this show sound like a carbon copy when we talk about the NBA? The reason for that is very simple. Every game is essentially the same. There is a quality control issue that the NBA has to address. The product, the way the game is played, the product in general is not good. But it's by design. The teams by design are playing this way. It has become an arcade spectacle. It's like going to the arcade, the pop a shot. That's what it is, pop a shot. You camp out 23 feet, 9 inches from the hoop and let her rip. That's it. Teams are averaging right around 40 or more three-point shots per night. In fact, give you an example. The Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State won the game. They attempted from three-point range 36 three-point shots. 36 of their 88 field goal attempts from three-point range. The Dallas Mavericks were down the entire game. They attempted 42, which is actually less than I thought. For them, that's about on average, but I thought it would be a little more than that. 42 of their 82. So more than half of the shots are from three-point range. So about 40, give or take. And when you break it all down, that is the core problem. That's the point James Worthy was making in this rant. Because Worthy's old enough. When he came into the NBA, the three-point shot was in its infancy, and it was an emasculating shot. First couple years of the three-point shot, nobody wanted to shoot it because, like, oh, come on. That's a sucker shot. That's a trick shot. You don't want to shoot that. Then for a long time in the NBA, teams had a designated sniper. They had one guy like Craig Hodges or Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was that guy who would be the designated three-point shooter. And nobody else really shot the shot. And that was the way it was. But you know, times change. I understand that. But that was back in the Bronze Age. And the other thing about that, the way the game has shifted now, the little details, the fine print, if you will, has been lost in translation over the time. And I remember back when I was in locker rooms a lot, and the late Bill Fitch, who had a pretty good relationship when he was coaching the Clips, and he had coached good teams, and then the Clips were terrible when he was there, but he was always a stickler for the hustle stats. And it was so funny because the Clippers were terrible, and Bill Fitch, the old Hall of Fame coach there, he loved the hustle stats so much, he had them put up a hustle board to track the hustle stats because he knew they weren't going to win the real scoreboard, so he wanted the hustle stats up there. Phil Jackson, he always believed in contested shots. We have a soundbite in the system we used to play a lot on Fox Sports Radio because Phil, when he talked about defense, he'd always say hands on balls. He loved the deflections. Loved the deflections there. And drawing charges and getting the 50-50 balls and all that stuff. But like most of that stuff doesn't seem to be a point of emphasis in the NBA right now. And you say, well, things do evolve, as we said, and that's old school. But the modern game, is it a better game? The way it's played. The players are more gifted than those players, but they're not playing the game the way that it was designed. Now, you could take anybody who, if your only skill is to shoot the three-point shot, I mean, you can get guys that can shoot three-point shots. You don't really have to do much else at this point. Now, secondly, who is responsible Who is responsible for basketball in the NBA being hijacked? Well, that is pretty simple here. And we've got our person of interest here pointing our finger at Daryl Morey, the mastermind behind this. Morey Ball, the evil genius. He's in Philly now. The guy's got a bachelor's degree in computer science. Good for him. He never played basketball at any top level in college or professional. Not that that necessarily matters, but his success in Houston, which did not result in the Rockets winning a championship, but they were good enough and they played a type of ball that was exciting. It spread like wildfire, and that's why we are where we are. What is Morey Ball? I think most people know that, but maybe not. It is analytically driven. The whole concept is a spreadsheet that Morey came up with, and it's like, all right, so you're trying to eliminate the plays that are not valuable. So what you end up with, when everything's done, all you do is shoot three-point shots, either three-point shots, layups slash dunks, or free throws. That's it. That's it. Everything else is taboo. Mid-range jumper, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. You're going to get benched. Little baby jump hook outside the painted area? Not allowed. Not allowed. Can't do it. It's all about the most efficient shots. That's it. And so from a pure data-driven perspective, I get it. It makes sense. But in terms of watching the game of basketball, it sucks. It sucks rocks. Now, I love three-point shots. They called me Moneyball Maller back in the day. However, everything in moderation. You got to strike a happy medium, and there's not a happy medium. The pendulum has shifted too far in one direction. All right, final point. So let's go back to James Worthy here, who is generally speaking right, and he's also continuing a tradition that has taken place my entire life, and I'll be dead and gone someday, and it will still go on. And whoever lives after me, and then after them, and after them, it'll still go on as long as there's sports. Remember, early in my time as a radio stringer, the old guys that were hanging around, the older generations of players, would rip the guys that were playing that crop of players in that era. And it's going on. It's still going on. It works vice versa. Right? Works vice versa. We just saw last week J.J. Redick, that punk who couldn't make a shot to save his life in the fourth quarter when it mattered. But J.J. Redick called Bob Cousy a venerable basketball hero. Bob Cousy from an old generation called, said he played firemen and plumbers. And poor Bob Cousy's in his 90s. He's on the final chapter of his life, and he's got to respond to punk J.J. Redick. But that is the circle of life in sports. It's the circle of life. And what can be done to close the fundamental gap? Well, make it important. That's simple. That's a simple fix. It ultimately is going to take someone to succeed with the mid-range jump shot. That's really what it's going to take, because then you'll get people that will want to mimic that and say, well, there's a different way to do it. And you can cut bread a couple of different ways. You don't have to cut bread one way. You can cut bread a couple different ways. But that's a simple start. If young players know they will actually be rewarded for the fundamentals, then in the blink of an eye, they will follow the money. Follow the money. Now, the reason James Worthy only got a B+ and not an A+ is a couple of things. His rant about stay in college for 3 or 4 years, and it's never going to happen. That horse has bolted out of the barn and is running off onto the prairie. And also, this social media stuff, unnecessary. I guarantee you, if Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and every other player in the 1980s had access to something like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, they would have been on there. So, that part of it, stop, okay? That's nonsense. That's the wave of the times. And so everyone's on there, but they would have been on there if they didn't exist. You couldn't spend all your time on social media in the 80s and 90s because there was no social media. But if there had been, the guys would have been on there. It's the way it is.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And time now for Maller to the third degree. Cool.
Ben, during my 3-day suspension, I spent a lot of time on social media. And there was actually a report that came out, rumors that Brooklyn Nets are willing to trade Kyrie Irving. And then on social media, I see a lot of Kyrie for Russell Westbrook straight up. Who says no?
Ben, who says no? I say no. I say no, Coop. And I'll tell you why. Because Kyrie Irving is a better player at this point than Russell Westbrook. So why? Now, he's a head case and a knuckle job, knucklehead. But why would you make that trade if you're the Nets? I don't see the logic behind it. So I understand why the Lakers would want Kyrie, but why would the Nets want Russell Westbrook? That doesn't make any sense. Next!
A couple days ago, Joel Embiid said on social media that the Heat need another star. Now a basketball analyst said that the Heat should trade for Donovan Mitchell. Ben, is that the star that they need?
No, because Mitchell's like a mid-level star, and that would interfere with Jimmy Butler. They're similar players. That's not the right fit, Donovan Mitchell. He's going to end up somewhere outside Utah, but not there. Next, quickly.
That's it, Ben. You pass.
That's it. I passed. I already passed on two questions.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm
amazing.
So those Roberto, those answers are so good. This could win me the Marconi right there. Seriously. I mean, that is unbelievable. Two questions. No, don't play that. Don't play that. Come on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Some lame jokes of the week.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
And these are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners like yourself. If you would like to send jokes in to a future edition of Big Ben's lame jokes of the week, you can send those in. Care of Ben Maller Show at gmail.com. That's Ben Maller Show at gmail.com. We thank the underappreciated and underpaid, like nothing, joke writers of the show. And off to the races we go with Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. What does the universe and Lizzo's spandex have in common?
What do they have in common?
According to scientists, there is no end in sight. It's from Gordon in Tacoma. Did you hear that Lizzo's boyfriend is taking her to court?
I did not hear this. Why?
Yeah, she's not upset about it. It's the food court. That's the place. She loves going there. That's Brendan from Boston who sent that one in. What happened the last time Lizzo went to the circus?
What happened?
They fed her the peanuts! The peanuts! Surfer Todd, the comedian. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Why does Lizzo win every argument?
Why?
Oh, she's always the bigger person.
Oh, gosh.
So Justin in Washington, D.C. Justin's a prolific joke writer. He sent a bunch of jokes in. He says, did you hear that Lizzo worked off her winter body?
I did not hear about this.
Yeah. Now she's working on the spring rolls. is there any end to these Lizzo jokes? She is the new Bartolo Colon. She is the new weed man hippie. It is all about Lizzo at the beginning of every lame jokes of the week. What do you call Lizzo at a bar?
What would you call her?
A heavy drinker. That's what you'd call her. Yeah,
I see what you did there.
Kind of obvious. Coop, you got anything over there, Coop? Big Ben's lame jokes of the week? Coop's thinking about it.
Yeah, stand by.
All right. Coop's right now in his head processing whether or not he should read the joke. I sent him some jokes.
I got one from Milkman Mike, and I think he added Coop on the tweet as well, but I can't understand it.
Why would you read it? If you can't understand it, why would you read it?
He said, do you know what Spo Brian Fenley would be for a fill-in? Wish. I have no idea what that means. What does SPO stand for? But apparently that's a shot to me, so I'll take it. Yeah. I'm used to it.
By the way, Roberto, one of my members of the Maller Militia reporting in here that we have a Brian Fenley blooper that you might need to get there from that last update.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you about it off the air there so we can get that, because that's a good blooper. My Brigadier General is correct with the story that he's reporting into me. So we'll find out about that. Hey, did you hear that Lizzo is leaving California because her favorite fuel is now over $10 a gallon?
I did not hear about this.
Yeah, it's true. On average in California, a gallon of Ben & Jerry's is almost $13 now. So that's out of her price range, so she's moving on to another state. That's from Gordon in Tacoma. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. Did you know that baseball is Lizzo's favorite sport?
I did not know that.
Yeah, she is a big Astros fan. Yeah. All right. Anything, Coop? Anything at all here?
So America's favorite drag queen caller Phalexis is very full figured but identifies as skinny.
Is that right? Phalexis in Buffalo/Rochester identifies as skinny, really? Mm-hmm.
Yep, she's trans slender. That's from Eek in Roseville.
All right, thank you for that, Eek. All right, why don't we pause for the calls? We'll have a long block of Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. And the lame joke segment rolling on and on and on. And we'll have many more jokes. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And again, if you want to send jokes in, if you think these jokes suck and you're funnier, you can send the jokes in care of BenMallerShow@gmail.com, BenMallerShow@gmail.com. Did you hear that Tom Brady has a new belt made from $100 bills that he's going to wear for his debut as a Fox Sports NFL analyst?
A belt? What kind?
Yeah, it's called a waste of money belt is what it's called. That's from Jim's wife. That's Jim's wife in Kansas who sent that one in. What did Deshaun Watson want to do when he grew up?
What could he possibly have wanted to do?
A masseuse. All right, that's Justin in D.C. Which uniform pants should the Lakers wear next year?
Which kind?
Depends.
Oh, come on. Well, that's what you're wearing while you're doing this show.
Now, that was from George. Now, George has sent a lot of jokes in over the years from San Antonio, but he's actually not in San Antonio. If you listen to the podcast this weekend, we're going to get into George. He sent an open letter to the Maller Militia. He's got quite the story. We'll share it with you on the podcast this weekend. What do you call a beautiful woman in Green Bay?
What could you call them?
A lost tourist. Wow, shots fired. Listen, they're good people. We got Maller Militia. We're on in Green Bay. How dare you, Anthony? How dare you? We got guys in the factory working right now listening to this show in the greater Green Bay area. All right, did you know that Harry Potter once had a form of monkeypox?
He did.
Yeah, they called it Hogwarts. Surfer Todd, the comedian. What do you got over there, Coop?
That's it.
Okay, Coop's out of the show. Why would Phalexis make a terrible NASCAR driver?
Why?
Too much drag. All right. You know that spin cycle, what spin cycle Regina said when she saw Doc Mike naked?
Ooh. What?
You think she said ooh? Is that what you think she said?
That's what I'd say.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to see that. No, she said, now I know why one of the seven dwarfs was named Doc. That's what she said. That's Gary from Youngstown, Ohio, another prolific joke writer. What is Doc Mike's favorite book? What is his favorite book?
I don't know. What is it?
The Yellow Stream by I.P. Freely. That's from Van, the one-legged man. In the one-legged Bama man had his leg bitten off by an alligator. That's a real man.
I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
No, that's Doc. This is Van, the one-legged Bama man. He's such a masculine story. He has his leg bitten off by an alligator and then ate the alligator. Yeah. Mm. All right. Why does Doc Mike always reserve the hotel room between 7 and 9?
Why would he need that time frame?
Well, he likes it when the desk clerk greets him by saying, "You're in 8. It's Chip from Maine who sent that one in. How do you know the Ben Maller Show got a bigger budget this year?
How?
Well, we paid Mickey Mouse to fill in for Coop on Tuesday. That's from Bill from Iowa. Well, a lot of shots there.
Wow.
Just because a guy doesn't have a big boisterous voice. All right. Who sent that one in? I don't know. All right. We got some dad jokes. You want some dad jokes? Everyone loves dad jokes. What do you call a wizard who's bad at football?
Ben Maller?
Fumbledore. Come on. Lance isn't a popular name these days. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, but in medieval times, men were named Lance a lot.
Wow.
Justin And DC sent that one in. Did you hear the Energizer Bunny was arrested last night?
For what?
He was charged with battery. All right, I think we're out of time. There it is, Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hooray for Hollywood! Hooray for Hollywood! I do want to thank Koopa Loop because you told me about that Carlin documentary, Koop, and I'm loving that George Carlin documentary.
Yes, it was good stuff. I had
HBO.
Had a lot of time to watch a lot of things during my suspension.
Yeah, and, I'm glad you're back. Be on your best behavior. You got zero tolerance, Coop. Zero tolerance.
I had to beg Scott Shapiro to let me come back to the show. Yeah. There might have been tears. I'm just saying.
I know. You were devastated, and you're really, really upset about being home and not spending money on gas.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot of stuff I'm excited about this weekend in the world of entertainment.
All right,
but you know I like to start off a little slow and then hit heavy with the good stuff. So first, I'm going to mention this weekend in theaters. I know there's a lot of fans of this show, including my girlfriend. I'm not one of them, but I'm sure you've heard of Bob's Burgers.
I have heard of that.
Yes. Well, there is the Bob's Burgers movie this weekend in theaters. Yes.
Woo!
I don't know. Their faces annoy me in that cartoon. I don't know why. I just can't get past like the no chin thing. It just bothers me.
Same here.
They convince someone like to make that. They convince somebody to make a movie on that. That's wild.
Yeah. Yep.
Good for them.
But also in theaters this weekend, Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. Now, I was told by our own Fox Sports Radio's Alex Teicher informed me that only boomers are going to see this movie, that no one under a certain age will see this movie. You agree with that, Coop, or you think young people
will
love Top Gun?
This kind of is a perfect segue into an admission. I've never seen Top Gun.
Wow, bro.
Cool. I know. The age where that was an important movie of my childhood.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah. But I am, like, I've seen the previews. And it looks pretty cool, so I will probably go check out Top Gun.
You got to get your
Gun
leather
then,
fighter pilot
this.
Jacket. You got to get that leather jacket ready to go in the hat and the glasses. And
I was reading like articles about this movie that Tom Cruise was insisting he tried to fly his own F-16, and they would not let him.
I wonder why. I wonder why they wouldn't let him. Things that make you go,
Well, I mean, he famously does his own stunts, but yeah. I guess they drew the line at flying a fighter jet. So
I wonder what the insurance on that would have been.
So that is theaters. As far as television goes, on Disney Plus, we have the premiere of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yes, this is the latest Star Wars show that I'm actually excited about.
Where's R2-D2 when you need him? Come on.
He'll probably make an appearance somewhere in there. But this has the return of Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi, most likely in this show. So it takes place Ben Kenobi. It takes place, he's taking care of a young Luke Skywalker. So
all Bens stand together. Of course a Ben takes care of a young Luke Skywalker. Of course a Ben would do
right.
That.
That's right. Hayden Christensen makes his return playing Darth Vader here. And there's also some newcomers to the cast. Kumali Nanjiani and Rupert Friend are a couple of the big names in this series. So two episodes streamed today, four more to come over the next 4 weeks. And then later on in the – oh, no, actually, this is available today as well, the fourth season of Stranger Things on Netflix. Now, it has been 3 years since we've had a new season of Stranger Things. So
there's been a few things going on in the world.
Yeah. So the whole cast is back, and then A notable newcomer this season is Robert Englund. Yes, Freddy Krueger is, but not, you know, not the character Freddy Krueger, but the guy who plays Freddy Krueger will be in this season of Stranger Things. And I was reading about this, and There are a couple of like super-sized episodes this season. I believe the season finale is 2.5 hours long. And there's a couple other episodes that are well
don't
over
they know
an hour.
People's attention span is not long enough for that.
And when you're a show like Stranger Things, you kind of already have your like fan base like kind of
like this
set.
Show. We have a cult following. They
yes,
have a cult following.
Exactly.
All right.
And then they'll do anything like so.
I got such a cult following, Coop. I could read the phone book here.
That's true.
And people would be like,
and Moving Man Matt would think it's the Marconi worthy.
I could read random Wikipedia pages, and Moving Man Matt would say that's the greatest monologue you've ever done.
And then last but not least, this is what I'm most excited about. And it's actually not on the weekend, it's on Monday. But Monday on Netflix, I don't know if you heard about this. I don't think I've brought it up during Coop Scoop, but it's been known about for a few weeks now, Ben. About a year before he died, Norm MacDonald filmed like a secret stand-up special. And he did it in his living room, just himself, self-recorded a stand-up special. And he did it just in case his leukemia would, progress to a point where he couldn't.
Really?
Do the material.
Oh, he thought this might be my last go-around.
And he was worried that he might not be able to do it in front of a crowd, and that is unfortunately what happened. So they will be releasing his self-recorded stand-up special on Monday on Netflix. And in addition to Norm's final stand-up performance, the special will also include a tribute to Norm from fellow comedians David Letterman, Adam Sandler, and Conan O'Brien. And
oh, that's
so,
cool.
Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped
What's
about that.
What's that on again? What's
Netflix. That'll be Netflix.
Oh, I have Netflix.
Yep.
All right.
It's called Norm MacDonald Nothing Special.
Well, I shouldn't say I have it. My wife watches it. I don't really watch it much, but whatever. It's all good.
Yep.
All
right. That is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox